One ball, two strikes. Trevino's pitch swung on, little pop towards third. Bohm is there. He'll make the catch, and the ball game's over. The third shutout win over the Pirates this season.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. A lot to get to, including the Phillies 8, the Pirates nothing. Heck of a night last night for Christopher Sanchez, for Justin Crawford, for Trey Turner. Good night for the Phillies, who have now cut the lead in the NL East to 2.5 games. Elliot will join us an hour from now. We'll get in some Eagles stuff. We'll finish the Phillies. USA soccer tonight at 8 o'clock against Bosnia. We got a lot going on. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, I had some thoughts on my mind this morning, but the first thought that I have is make sure you stay cool and stay hydrated today. It's going to be kind of warm today.
Well, today and tomorrow and Friday. It's going to be hot.
Yeah. And another thought that I had, just want to give a shout out to Jason Kelce, man, and his Shorebirds, because we were just talking about it in the break. Dude raised over $1 million in 2 days.
$1.26 million for the Eagles Autism Foundation. It's amazing. It is amazing.
And all they did was like drink and jump in cheese balls and look for stuff.
You know what? All that matters is how you get there. Just to
do.
Just get
shout
there.
Shout out to everybody that participated in that, man. Shout out to everybody that donated. Shout out to him for putting on this event and keeping it as fun and festive as it was, man. Him and his wife, man. They're a great team. And to hear that this morning in 2 days to raise over $1 million for the Eagles Autism Foundation, that is crazy.
It's awesome. It really is. We were happy to be there last week, and congratulations to them. And it all goes to a great cause. So that is an awesome piece of news. Hugh, it's also awesome watching the Phillies win last night. 8-0. Sanchez, you know, he bounced back.
He's doing
from
his thing.
Yeah, last week wasn't great, but he bounced back, and he was awesome. He's been awesome the entire year. The offense had a good night last night. Trey had a good night. Justin Crawford.
Who had a good night?
Trey Turner had a good night last night. Yeah. I mean, had a good couple weeks here.
Interesting. I'm just.
Right after some
birthday.
Idiot said to trade him.
He had a birthday.
Well, Joe tried to trade him on his birthday.
Yeah, as if I knew. Like, I keep track of all these guys' birthdays.
I don't know, dog. I think you did. Yeah. I think honestly,
do you know the birthdays of any of the Phillies?
Mm-mm.
Okay, thank you. I don't either. I mean, I don't know. You know what? Here's what it was. A good night for the Phillies. Good night for all of them. And Hugh, another bad night for the Atlanta Braves. And now you wake up today, and the Phillies are just 2.5 games out of first place. This thing was 11 just a few weeks ago. And now we sit here today, 2.5 games out of first place. And I'll tell you what, Hugh, I know, you know, there's multiple ways to get into the playoffs. You don't need to win your division. And we have seen the Phillies, this Phillies group, right, make runs out of the wild card. 2022 to the World Series. 2023 beating the Braves, getting to the NLCS. And I know we've seen them in the last 2 years win the division and not go as far. I get all that. But now that this thing is not just in striking distance, heck, the Phillies could host the All-Star game in first place. I mean, they could surpass the Braves in the next week and a half. That is not out of the realm of possibility with the way they're playing and the way Atlanta's playing. And now that it's coming into focus here, it's absolutely something I want to do. And I think it's a big deal for the Phillies to try to take this division. Few things. Number one, it gives them just less games they have to win potentially if they can get a bye. You know, because if you want to get the bye, you have to win the division. So that's kind of where my head is at. I want to get as high of a seed as possible. Less games to have to possibly win to win the World Series, but an older team kind of lock in on maybe fewer W's to get in the month of October. And the other thing is, you know, whether they're going to be the 3 seed if they win the division or the 2. You know what I would really like to do?
What's that?
I would like to avoid the Dodgers until a 7-game series. That, to me, last year was one of the biggest things that flew under the radar, that the Phillies were like, yeah, whatever. We're the 2. We don't have to be the 1. You know, we see the Dodgers in the second round. We see the Dodgers. Well, beating that team in a 5-game series is hard. I'd rather have it a longer period of time where the strengths come out and the weaknesses come out and maybe you have a better chance. So just 1 or 2 games doesn't just shift the series. Right now, if I had to guess, the Dodgers will be the 1 seed. So if the Phillies could win the division and push for the 2 seed, they could avoid the Dodgers. And even if they end up the 3, right, have home field in the first round, end up the 3, then play Milwaukee next, you could avoid the Dodgers till the NLCS. I think it's a big deal to take over this division, surpass the Atlanta Braves, win it. If it's the 3 seed, all right, we'll play a wild card team. If it's the 2 seed, even better, we get a bye. Hugh, where do you come down on this? It's going to be an interesting way to see how the Phillies handle it the next few months because they're an older team. There's a good chance, I think, we go into September and say they're going to make the playoffs either way, right? They have a cushion in the wild card. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be more of like a choice. Do they push for this? Do they push their arms and their older players to win the division or not? Is it a big deal for you to win the NL East?
You know what? Given that we've won it a few times and the outcome has been the same over the last few years, it'd be nice. But I think that you're looking for bigger fish. You know, and when you talk about the history of this team the last few years that I've been here, in the wild card spot, they've fared a little bit better.
Well, they did, yeah.
They fared a little bit better. So I'm of the mindset it would be nice to get, because at one point, Joe, and I think it was like last week, we're like five and a half games behind, or something like that.
They've made up a lot of ground
fast. Made up a lot of ground quickly, because we had this conversation earlier. And I'm of the mindset now, it's nice to get, but keep your eye on the prize. You know, and I think that's the most important thing, because we're tired of getting T-shirts. We've had T-shirts, because that's what I equate it to. It's almost like the same thing as winning the NFC East. It's a big deal when you do it the first time. But after a couple times of doing it, it's nice. It's a nice accomplishment, but you want to get that ultimate goal.
Yeah, and look, the ultimate goal is the ultimate goal. I just look at it like winning the division gives them a better chance to get there. Now, obviously, the last 2 years they've had the division, and they haven't won. I tend to think this is all small sample. We've reacted very strongly in the last 4 or 5 years to the new format of the Major League Baseball playoffs. And we think we know a lot about it. We really don't. I mean, it's been a handful of years, right? So 20 years from now, assuming they keep this same format, we're going to have a lot of data that says the bye is an advantage or this or that. I don't even think we have enough data to base anything on. It's a small sample. And yes, this Phillies team has come out of the wild card and gone deep a couple times, and they've won the division and not gone deep a couple times. I recognize that. And I don't care about a T-shirt or a banner. I mean, I could care less about all that. I want to win the World Series, and I think winning the division and specifically chasing down the number two seed is huge. And if they can do that, like if you look at the bracket right now, because they have, you can look right now at the projected bracket. If the postseason started today, the Phillies would be the number five seed in the postseason. They'd be playing the Chicago Cubs in the first round of a wild card series. And that series would start at Wrigley Field. They'd play a 3-game wild card series at Wrigley Field. And the way baseball works is the 5 and 4 seeds, those two teams, they go play the one, whoever wins. So if the season ended today, the Phillies will play the Cubs in a wild card round. And then immediately, if we beat the Cubs, we're headed to LA to play the Dodgers. Guys, I want to avoid that. I want to see the Dodgers later in the postseason, not early. To me, the longer a series is, the more likely the better team comes out of it. Give me the Dodgers later. Meanwhile, the other series is the Braves, who currently are leading the East, and they would take on the St. Louis Cardinals, the sixth seed. And the winner of that would play the Brewers. So even if we're the three, I'm happier with that. Give me the Cardinals and then the Brewers to get to the NLCS. 215-592-9494. The NL East isn't just within striking distance. Like, it's there. There is a chance that we wake up next week. I would not be surprised if we get to the All-Star game here in Philadelphia, and the Phillies are in first place. The way the Braves have played, the way the Phillies have played, they're going to catch them at some point really soon here. I want to win the East. It's a big deal to me. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on winning the division for a third straight year? Kyle, where are you on this? As the Phillies are, I think they're only one win behind the Braves now. It's wild.
It's unbelievable to even be having this conversation, considering where we started the season. It's important to me for all the reasons you just said, like the, you know, makes it more practical for a playoff run, especially if you get the two seed, can avoid the Dodgers, all this and that. I do like the fact that maybe it would give the Phillies a sense of like, you know, like we are them going into the postseason, winning the division that way. But really the number one reason is I just hate the Braves. And I think it would be hilarious if we came all the way back from 10.5 games to begin the season and to sort of put a stamp on what this era between the Phillies and Braves has been. It's like, we own you. We own you. 22 playoffs, 23 playoffs, both times like that. Probably shouldn't have gotten through them. The Braves are the better team.
Yep.
And then to do this, like, you can cap this thing off with like, yeah, and we stole the division from you. I just think that would be awesome.
Here's a framing of how quickly the division has changed. Ready for this, Hugh? On May 30th, I remember seeing this, and I went to look it up to see if I was right on like this thing I saw. On May 30th, the Braves were the first team to reach the 40-win mark in Major League Baseball.
They were hot. They were pretty hot.
40-19. At that stage of the season, the Phillies were 30-28. So the Braves had 10 more victories than the Phillies on May 30th. The Phillies could get to 50 wins before the Braves. That means in the month, the Phillies could jump the Braves by 10 full wins.
That's crazy.
It's crazy how quickly this thing has changed. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Is winning the division a big deal for you? As the Phillies try to win it for the third straight year, they're 2.5 behind now. I think it's a big deal. And I think specifically if they could, I thought last year the Phillies just almost didn't care where they were seated. And it didn't really make much sense to me considering there's a team that has been better than everybody else in baseball for a long time now. And you just were okay playing them in a short series. Like, just think about that Phillies and Dodgers series last year, how close it was. In a small series, at a short series, I should say, you have one bad game, you're screwed, right? You make one mistake, you're screwed. In a seven-game series, you got a way better chance to make up for that one or two games where things go the wrong way, and maybe the better team plays it out over time. If I can avoid the Dodgers, I want to avoid the Dodgers until a long series. And you know what? Here, you go back to 2022 and 23. You know what was part of the reason the Phillies made those runs? The Dodgers got knocked out before the Phillies had to see them.
Yeah.
So if you can avoid the Dodgers, guess what also could happen? Someone else could take the Dodgers out. I mean, to me, it's about the best path to winning a World Series. Would I like to beat the Dodgers? Of course. That would make it extra fun, right? Like beating Ohtani and Freeman and those guys in Betts. But there's also a path here, Hugh. If they can put themselves on the other side of the bracket and someone upsets the Dodgers, great.
Yeah. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I want to be, if it was me, I want to play the best team. But if somebody knocks off the Dodgers, they're going to probably be playing with house money, and they're going to be feeling real good about themselves. But I hear what you're saying, Joe. You want to try to get as far as you possibly can in this series to put yourself in the best position to win.
Yeah, and I also, if we have to see the Dodgers, which is pretty likely, I want to see them in a seven-game series. I want to see them in the NLCS. And if you win the division and you climb up to the two seed, the most likely thing is they're the one seed, Phillies are the two, and you're on opposite sides of the bracket. That's the best way to go get through October here. 215-592-9494. A lot to do today. We start with the Phillies after another good win last night. And Sanchez was brilliant, making his case for the All-Star game. We have a prize to give away as well today. We'll get to it all. Will in the Northeast up on WIP. Will.
Dream team, what's going on, baby?
Good morning, Will.
We on a roll, man. Mm-hmm. Listen, I agree with you, man. Listen, they need to be afraid of us this season, man. Listen, man, I don't care who we go against, man. We're going to take them down this season, man. And listen, I keep telling you, Turner is going to turn around, and he's turning around. And guess what? All we need him to do is do what he's been doing, and that's hitting, baby. And he's doing a good job. I'm proud of you, man. You're turning your game around. You helping the team win. And that's what we need out of the rest of the players, man. And I just want to say this, like, I don't want to focus on the NLCS.
Yeah, that right there is hard.
NL East. We'll just call it the NL East. Yeah. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. I don't want to focus on that. I don't want to focus on the All-Star game. Listen, I would like them to skip the All-Star game. Because I just want to say this, man. Every time our players get in that All-Star game, they just start to booze out. Skip all that, man. Keep the focus and go all the way this season, man. Let's stay focused on one thing, and that's to win it all, man. Because guess what? Like I keep saying, it's now or never. And guess what? I'm looking at now, baby, because this is the team to beat. And guess what? We're coming in wrecking shop this season. That's all I got, baby. Let's go, Phil.
You got it, Will. Appreciate it. How about Will saying skip the All-Star game? I don't know about all that. I mean, it's an honor.
But yes, yeah.
Well, it's also here, right? I mean, being here.
And you want to be a part of it when it's here.
Yeah. I also think, I know the Pro Bowl was a thing after the season. This is in the season, obviously. But it's it's an accomplishment, especially a guy like Brandon Marsh, right? Like, if he makes the All-Star game as a starter, that is a huge, that's a career achievement for him.
Yeah, him and Alec Bohm. You know, I mean, second, if he makes it, nope. Second All-Star. Matter of fact,
pretty decorated.
Yeah.
Can we
just agree on this? I mean,
you know what? That was too much, Scott. I didn't need that.
You can have your fun. Can we agree it's ridiculous if Alec Bohm starts the All-Star game?
No, it's not.
It's ridiculous. It is.
He got voted in. How's it ridiculous?
If they vote me in, it's ridiculous.
No, it's not. Admiration and adulation.
Yes.
He doesn't
like
belong
everyone
as
does
an
All-Star.
What is he? He's pretty decorated.
Very decorated.
I can't. For my sanity, I can't have Bohm start the All-Star game. I just
Why
can't
not?
Do it. Because
I'm voting. I'm about to vote. I'm voting. Going for Alec
Bohm. You have to negate his vote.
I'm going to vote for Muncy.
For every vote.
How many more?
Cancel it out.
Let me ask you guys this: do you think he has more double plays grounded into or home runs?
I don't care.
Well, that sounds like an All-Star to me.
He's an All-Star.
No, he's no.
Listen,
time out.
People,
he's not an All-Star
as much as Shador was a Pro Bowler.
Do me a solid, everybody.
It is the Shador Pro Bowl thing.
Everybody, do me a solid. If you're sitting at your cubicle today, Go vote for Alec Bohm for the All-Star game. We need to get Alec Bohm
in. I like how you make it about you and not the Phillies player that's made it to this stage.
We need to get Alec Bohm in. He's made it to the second round.
No, we need to
get Alec Bohm in, people.
What we need to do is get...
Don't listen, Joe.
What we need to do is get Brandon Marsh, a deserving All-Star.
Well, he's going
to
probably go, but we need to get Alec Bohm in.
He still needs our votes, Brandon Marsh.
Okay, both of them. Vote for every Philly.
What about Stott? Why is the Stott erasure now? He's on the ballot,
too? Vote for every Philly. I'm voting for everybody. I'm just saying, I need everybody to vote.
The integrity of the game is at stake with this Bohm thing.
Vote at your cubicle. Vote.
If I see a 630 OPS, 620 starting the All-Star, I'm going to vomit.
I'm going to
vomit.
Who's can we get Tucker to make an AI version of Hugh as Uncle Sam telling people to go vote for Alec Bohm?
Go vote for Alec Bohm.
I need to see that.
Vote for all the Man, listen, let me go. Like, before Joe made me forget. Got to get my
I'm going to cancel you out with some Muncie votes.
Uncle Sam Douglas over here.
All right. I'm going to try to let this go, but it's a joke that he made it to the final two. All right, 215-592-9494. Connor in Ridley's up. What's up, Connor? Connor? All right, Connor Bell. Well, you wanted to talk about the Dodgers.
Got on.
Yeah, we'll put him back on hold. Jeff in Wilmington, always ready to roll. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Huey. The only thing thing that Alec Bohm leads to be an All-Star in would be grounding into double plays.
Hey, listen, he's on the ballot. Voting for him. He's a Philly.
Right. The integrity of the game is at stake. I want you to know that. The integrity of the entire sport, and you're at fault, Douglas. Go ahead, Jeff.
Birthday Trey's heating up a little bit, Joe.
Yeah, birthday Trey, I like that.
Rescind my trade offer from yesterday.
Okay.
I don't know. Hey, I told Kyle, at a minimum, I think they should go for the second division spot because that'll guarantee you a home three-game playoff.
Yes.
That road three-game playoff is tough, man. Anything can go wrong there, you know. So that worries me a little bit, but – hey, win the division, especially since we're this close now. We've come this far within a short amount of time.
Yeah, and Jeff, I think it'd be different if we were having this discussion and it was still six, right? Then it's like, all right, we really got to put our foot on the gas the whole summer just to get within striking distance. But with the way the Braves are playing, it's not going to surprise me if at some point in the next few weeks we are in first place. Like that, they're really struggling, and the Phillies are playing well, and the Phillies have a road trip here against, you know, some pretty bad teams, right? Kansas City and the Tigers and the Reds. Like the Phillies could roll until the All-Star break in first place, which would be amazing.
It's not impossible to get the number one spot from the Dodgers. It's improbable, but it's not impossible. And even if that happens, I wouldn't be mad either because that means you've been grinding all summer long to get to that spot, and you may need to rest some guys. So a few days off to wait for that three-game series to finish, I wouldn't be upset about that either because I think you're right. There's not enough data to show which team fares better in a three-game spot or not. You know what I mean?
Right. Like in the NFL, we have 30 years now, right, of at least six teams making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Now, it's changed a little bit because we used to have two byes. Now we have one bye. But we have a lot of years that the bye's a big deal in the NFL. I mean, it's just, you know,
it's a real big deal because of the injuries and guys just beating each other up all the time.
Yes, right. Baseball, we're not quite there. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. But I do think it does kind of open your eyes, the fact that the Phillies have had years where they've gone from the wild card round all the way. But Jeff pointed out, a three-game series in baseball is a three-game series. It's anything could happen. We saw that when the Phillies were an underdog and they took out the Cardinals in 2022. So that's the nature of it. I want to be on the opposite side of the Dodgers. I want to win the NL East. And the Phillies are, I'm trying to think, I think it's 20-4 when Wheeler and Sanchez pitch, which is an incredible number.
That's pretty good.
I mean, the more times I could line those two up to start game one, game two, the better chance the Phillies are going to have to win the World Series. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Happy July 1st, man.
Happy July 1st, Chris. We are in the month of July.
That's
training camp starts at the end of this month. You ready for that, Hugh?
Yes, I am.
All right. Chris, what are you thinking?
Guys, I mean, first of all, you guys mentioned it, the public announcement, and it's going to be hot. Dude, July's coming in hot like Fat Aaron in San Diego for some free donuts. So people, be safe today, all right?
That's a shot.
Guys, The Phillies, yeah, harpoon the whale. The Phillies won the NL East weeks ago, and I'm glad, like, the only people that haven't admitted are starting to come around that are, like, a little blind, you know, kind of like the morons that, you know, were in denial that A.J. Brown would be traded. Like, this is over. We're winning it, and it is important that we win the East, Hugh Douglas. It is important. We need the bye. We have an older team. You know, Jeff just mentioned this. We have an older team. They need to catch their breath, let their old bones heal a bit. And as of today, the reality is we don't have great depth in our starting pitching. So a short series doesn't help us. We need the longer series of a 7-game versus a 5 or a 3, because then it gives us a better odds of being able to use Wheeler and Sanchez twice in a series.
Yep.
And also, the home field advantage of this, Joe, if you can get Sanchez pitching at home, he is below a 1 ERA at Citizens Bank Park this year. So that's what I want. I need that. And Hugh Douglas, you?
Yes.
You. Yeah. I see you over there wearing red again. If you think that the Phillies – it's not important to win at LN and at least that it's not important. We know why. We know
Atlanta, Douglas.
Here. This is about
seriously?
Atlanta.
This is what
because
we're doing
you
today.
Want to go down there. You want to go to Bucky's. You want to go to Atlanta and pop champagne in the Braves team locker room and hang out with your buddies down there. We see what you're up to here, Mr. Turncoat. We see Atlanta Hughes true.
This guy's
colors.
Unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
Unbelievable you are, Douglas. Well, unbelievable.
Now, Chris, he is wearing a shirt that is a Philly goat shirt. It's not an Atlanta shirt. So it's a hometown shirt.
Facts are what the facts I want to
okay.
see.
Okay. That's all that matters.
Joe, you and I are vibrating on a higher frequency.
Always.
We know what Douglas is all about.
Is this
here.
A ruse?
He did see through you. He did see through you. Yeah. Raise another banner for the Braves in the division. Ridiculous.
Exactly. Because you know what it is? We know Hugh could be petty. He's mad. He's still mad that his takes of defenses is a luxury failed. His take of AJ not being traded failed. So
yeah,
he's mad.
Rough.
He's petty. He wants to get back at us so he can laugh at us. Ain't happening, Hugh. Guess what? We're raising an NL East banner
again, my friend. I'll take that, Chris.
And Atlanta's gonna come in looking at our tail side. Mm. Have a good day, man.
You
have
got
a good
it, Chris.
Day. Stay
appreciate
cool,
it.
Man.
Stay cool out there. All right, 215-592-9494. Is winning the division important to you? We're now just 2.5 games back of the Braves. All right, on the other side, we'll tell you about the prize we're giving away, set you up for Hughes Clues. And speaking of the Braves, who we're trying to catch here, Bob Nightingale on player rival executives who they think the Braves will land at the deadline. Which player that is, we'll tell you about it, and how it could affect the NL East in a huge way. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
And Bidois delivers, and the pitch hit in the air right center up the alley. It's deep. Valdez going back to the track, looking up, and it's gone. And Turner with an opposite field home run into the lower seats and right. His second night in a row with a homer, this time opposite field, his ninth of the year. And the Phillies breaking it open. It's now 8-0 here in the bottom of the eighth.
8-0, an easy one last night. Big night for Trey Turner, Justin Crawford heating up a little bit here. Obviously, Christopher Sanchez dominating. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. We're going to tell you about the prize we're giving away here in just a few minutes. We do have a trade rumor we have to keep an eye on, though, because we're talking about winning the division, right? And how much is it important to you that the Phillies win the division again? Yes or no? They've won it 2 years in a row. Or is it important that they win it again? It is for me for a lot of reasons. Number one, I want the highest possible seed, the best possible seed. I'd like to track down the Brewers and get a 2 seed, put the Phillies on the opposite side of the bracket as the Los Angeles Dodgers. 2.5 games back now with the Braves. But here, the Braves could be bringing in a big reinforcement. So Bob Nightingale, covers Major League Baseball for USA Today, wrote a story today about seven all-stars that could change teams over the next month, you know, with the trade deadline on August 3rd. And he starts the column off with Tarek Skubal, who is, you know, has been the best pitcher in baseball for a few years now, a dominant pitcher, back-to-back Cy Youngs with the Tigers. And in the prediction section of the article, he wrote, prediction, Skubal will go, with Atlanta being the favorite according to rival executives, but this decision likely will go down in the final days, if not hours before the deadline. So the I guess the thought in baseball right now is that Tarek Skubal is going to be traded and likely to the Atlanta Braves. That would hurt the Phillies.
Yeah, because he's one heck of a pitcher, man. And, you know, for them to get him the way that they've been kind of slowed down a little bit, reeling a little bit, it would be tough for us to kind of hold on to that division lead.
Well, it also would make the playoffs harder. I mean, yeah, you know, so the Phillies' struggles have been mostly against left-handed pitching, and that would put the Braves with Skubal and Chris Sale. That would be a big thing and not a good thing for the Phillies. So we'll keep an eye on the Skubal thing. I mean, if I'm the Phillies, I just want him not in the National League. Just let him stay in the American League. Just keep him out of this league.
Here. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you put him on the Dodgers, the Brewers, or the Braves.
Yeah, he's a problem.
He's a huge problem.
And they already got some pretty decent pitching, so you put him out. Yeah, that is a whole problem.
Just keep him in the American League. I don't care which one of those teams he goes to. But that's we'll see what happens there. He's probably going to be the best just player traded at the MLB trade deadline on August 3rd. 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk to Harold, who is up on WIP. Good morning, Harold.
Hey, man. Julio, that's you, right?
That's
man,
me.
Man, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Why? What did I do? Well, Harold, what did I do?
You don't want to play the Dodgers.
Hmm? Huh? What did I do?
But you say you don't want to play the Dodgers.
Well, no, I would like to avoid them early in the bracket. I'd rather play them in a long series than a short series.
You know, it's sad that you would even say something like that.
Why?
If they're scared to play somebody, they shouldn't be in the damn playoffs. Mm.
No, mean, I'm not scared. I'm trying to set it up the best for the Phillies.
You don't want to play somebody. Mm.
Would you rather have the best? Would you rather have the best path, Harold, or the path that's the coolest? Like, what's the objective here?
Look, I don't care who the hell I play. Mm. If I have confidence in myself, and the Phillies will win the division, and they will be in the national championship game. I mean, like, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Ashamed of myself? Why?
Talk to him, Harold.
Why would I
agree, Harold.
Why would I be ashamed to want the best path to win a championship? Why would I be ashamed?
Let me say this, then I'm going to hang up. Mm-hmm. You're the type of person, if somebody broke in your house, you will hide under the bed and tell your family, everybody for himself.
No, Harold, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that, Harold. That's not fair. Why would I do that? There he goes, Harold. Good call.
You kind of dominated you right there.
Well, I don't understand. Like, are we sticking our chests out and saying we'd rather play the Dodgers in a short series than a longer series? What are we doing?
Well,
I get where Harold's coming from. Harold's old school.
Why do you mean get where Harold's coming from? Harold's a dope. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I don't think you ain't hiding under the bed. I'm not gonna put that on. You're not hiding under the bed.
Also, what does that have to do with the Phillies and Dodgers?
Well, he's trying to say you're trying to take the path of least resistance. That's what he's trying to say. Because
why would I not? Like, I want to win.
And when you said it,
like, why would I not?
I hear you. And when you said it, I did not disagree with you. But if it's me, I want to take the Dodgers head on because
earlier or later in the playoffs,
whenever I have to play,
that's not smart.
Hold on. I do think there's a strategy to wanting to see a better team in a shorter series than a longer series.
But our strength, and I thought Chris from Middletown brought up a good point on this, is the two starting pitchers.
Yeah.
So the only way they're going to start two times each is in a seven-game series. You can't start them two times in a five-game series.
I look at it like this, Joe. The way that this team has trended in the past, you're going to have to ask a lot of people to go above and beyond what they're used to doing. So you might have to ask some guys to go on 3 days rest or something like that. There might be a situation where you have to do that. We don't have the luxury, especially with the potential lockout looming, of saying, hey, we're going to get them next year. Because we've been there. We've been down this path a couple times.
Right.
And it's like the scenario's played out the same the last three seasons. So what we're trying to do is change the narrative. And a lot of times when you're trying to change the narrative, you got to do stuff that makes folks uncomfortable.
I just think it's revisionist history bravado to say we want the Dodgers in a less advantageous situation. Stop. That we want to win the World Series. Also, when this is all... it's ridiculous talk. When this is all over, is anyone going to say, oh, We only beat the Dodgers in a five-game series or seven. Like, no one's going to care. The last time the Phillies won the World Series, they beat the Tampa Bay Rays to win the World Series. It wasn't the Red Sox, who were the favorite in that NLCS. It wasn't the Yankees. It was the Rays. Does anybody care? Did anyone care in 2022 when the Dodgers got knocked out early and the Phillies got to the World Series because they got to play the Padres? Did anybody care? No, so shut up. Like, nobody cared. Let me ask you a question. Has anyone ever said they don't want the Eagles to get a bye because that's loser talk to only have to win two games rather than three?
Nobody's ever said that. Because, not that I've ever heard
because
of.
It's not logical.
Well,
it's not. No, you want the easiest possible path.
No, you do.
That's it. Well, that's it.
I
just don't understand. Do we want the hardest path or the easier path?
I think I'm catching.
Well, because you said get him, Harold. Harold's a dope.
Didn't we remember in 2022? Or maybe it was, you know, it might have been 23 before we lost to the Diamondbacks. And we were like, would you rather face, was it Astros and Texans?
Yes, or, Texas. Right, and Rangers, yeah.
Rangers. And a lot of people said it was loser talk to take the lesser team. They wanted to beat the Astros.
Which, it's silly. The whole now, at least that one, I guess the Dodgers beat us last year, just like the Astros had beaten the Phillies in the World Series in 22. A little revenge. Look, I'm not saying I don't want to, like, I think an awesome NLCS would be Dodgers and Phillies. What I'm trying to do is set it up so the Phillies play the Dodgers in the NLCS, not earlier in the postseason. Last year, everyone told me, the winner of Phillies-Dodgers would win the World Series. So yeah. You want that to happen in the first round again, or would you rather set it up to where you play them later? And maybe they're tired. Maybe they have an injury. It's ridiculous to have that kind of bravado with this Phillies team. They haven't broken through yet. Like, this isn't a ready-made champion. That's not what the Phillies are. They're trying to become a champion. I just think their path needs to be advantageous to them, just like we do with the Phillies, just like the Eagles or Sixers or anything. Advantageous path better than, oh, I want to face the best team. No, you don't. You want to face the easiest road to a championship.
It sounds slick, huh?
It sounds slick. Oh, yeah. Sure you do, Harold. Sure you want to see the Dodgers in five. Why don't you go to L.A. and try to beat them, too? I mean, like, come on. You want to Is it loser talk to say, hey, maybe someone knocks them out? That happens in sports all the time.
And it gives you a better matchup. Because at this level, you're playing matchups. And you're trying to play the team that you would like to play the team that you better match up with.
Let me ask you a question. I'll use football for a second. Last year, if you gave the New England Patriots truth serum, and they were watching the playoff game between the Bills and the Broncos, and you're like, hey, Vrabel, would you rather play Josh Allen next week or Bo Nix?
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix, of course. And they beat him in the AFC title game. Now,
yeah, you'd rather play Bo. Yeah, that's the reality.
Like, and maybe they still would have beat the Bills. I mean, the Patriots might have made the Super Bowl anyway. But, like, you always want the best path. I just think it's just, like, this false bravado. Like, I want to face the best team. At full strength. No, you don't. You want to win. That's what I want to do, all right?
You lying to yourself. Yeah.
There's a lot. People lie to themselves all the time with this stuff. All right. Before we go any further, can we talk about Trey Turner and what he's been doing, Hugh?
Yes.
You buying in? What's going on?
On his birthday.
Well, I mean, not just his birthday. He's done it for a couple weeks now.
Yeah. Later birthday.
But you were kind of trading. And him and Crawford on Trey's birthday. You were trying to get rid of everybody.
I was getting rid of Crawford?
Yeah, a little bit.
No.
It was like if you had an opportunity to get rid of him, you probably would.
That's not what I said. I said they may have to upgrade the position at the trade deadline. Is the outfield
like
good?
That. Something like that. Okay. He's playing better. He's getting better.
Sure. But I mean, he's a kid.
Yeah.
Are you buying into what Trey's doing? I mean, it has been a few weeks now of Trey Turner playing better. I'm not going to say it's like an MVP
level. He's trending
level
in the right direction. He's trending in the right direction, Joe. And when you talk about the trade deadline looming and the fact that we're going to need some pieces, it comforts you to know that, you know, the guy that you thought he was going to be, he's starting to trend closer to that guy as far as his bat's concerned.
Last 13 games, Trey Turner, .345 average, .379 on base, .527 slugging, a .907 OPS. It's been, I mean, that's good. I mean, that's excellent, actually. That's a lot. Am I buying into this version of Trey Turner? No, I'm not this. I mean, this is an MVP level bat that he's provided the last couple weeks. It's better. Hugh, I have to imagine that his second half will be better than his first half, right? And maybe that's already begun. Because the first half, he should not be this bad. He should, you know, off of last year winning the batting title, if you had said, what do you think he's going to do this year? I would have said, maybe not quite that good, but something close, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he should still be a better offensive player than he showed most of the season. So here's my hope. We're starting to see him have a better second half than the first half.
Yeah, and the thing that you hope for, honestly, is that he can maintain it for a lengthy period of time, Joe, because the scary thing about the way that they're going, they're scoring a lot of runs now. I can't be the only fan out there thinking like, okay, what's going to happen when we really need to be in a game where we need to score a lot of runs? Are they going to go, the bat's going to go cold again?
Right.
That's the biggest fear.
Well, here's my bigger fear. That they stay hot, Trey stays hot between now and August 3rd, and Dombrowski's like, I only need a small little bat because Trey has arrived. Like that is the thing that I think is more concerning than do they just go cold in October. Does Dombrowski convince himself, Kyle, that, heck, we got the Trey we were expecting.
You want a little bat? You want a little bat.
We don't need the big bat.
Of course he does.
Well, that's not going to work.
Well, like I mean, can't you just picture a world where Trey starts heating up? They don't get any bat at the deadline. And Dave's like, we view Trey Turner as our trade deadline acquisition.
And I'm going to flip out. Because that's not – because one, we don't know if this lasts. And then two, you're still short of bats. So – look, it's great that Trey's hitting, and it's way, way, way better than it was earlier in the season. And I expect his second half to be better than the first half. I mean, it really can't be worse. I mean, if he hits 270 with, I don't know, an 800 OPS, his numbers for the year still won't be good, considering his career, but that's good. I mean, I will take that in the second half, because the first half has basically been 220 with a 600 OPS. I there's some good signs. He's hitting the ball harder the last few weeks. Well, I'm not ready to quite say he's back.
You think Mattingly is?
Why, can we hear
him? Asked him about it.
Let's hear from Don Mattingly.
He's coming back. Is he going yet? I don't know if he's going yet or not, but obviously to see Trey get a big hit down the line, that was another one. And then the home run really, you know, extends that lead where it saves us probably an arm in the bullpen, which is a good for us tonight.
He continued to ramble on about the bullpen.
So that was
the rest of that.
Tepid endorsement there by the manager.
Well, he probably needs to see more. But he's probably, you know, he's seen a lot of baseball.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to endorse somebody that he feels is trending in the right direction. And I think it's a good thing, because if you're a trainer and you hear that, I think it gives you incentive to keep going. Because I think there's a tremendous amount of respect for Don in that locker room for what he's been able to do in the past and what he's meant to baseball. So when you hear somebody that, you know, you're trying to play better and you're going out there and you're doing your thing and he's not really endorsing it, that you're looking for that validation. So it makes you want to play a little bit harder.
Yeah. Well, and look, I think it's still a small sample.
Yeah.
So like if it lasts another 2 weeks, then you're like, all right, this is a month now of good Trey Turner. This is about 2 weeks and it's been good. They need more of it. 215-592-9494. All right. Before we go any further in the first hour of the show, Hugh, we do have a giveaway today, and it is a good one. Coming up, about 9 days from now, on July 10th, the HBCU Swingman Classic. Hugh, we had Milt Thompson in with us last Friday, and he told us all about it. It's a really cool event at Citizens Bank Park. It starts, really, the entire All-Star Game weekend here in Philadelphia. Friday, July 10th, 7 p.m., Citizens Bank Park. Tickets available, MLB.com. We have a pair of them right now today. The HBCU Swingman Classic. J-Roll is going to be one of the managers of the team.
Yeah.
Obviously, Ken Griffey Jr. is going to be there. It's a really cool event. So we have these tickets. We might as well play a little game we call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
You think the song sounds different?
Maybe it's my headphones.
Yeah,
headphones.
I don't know how we could change that song. It's classic.
What are you talking about?
All right. Yeah, it was me. It was me. It wasn't you guys. It's not you.
Yeah,
it's
we know.
Me.
Okay.
It's not you. It's me. All right, you know, I love this game, man, and I love the fact that, you know, today is the day. Today is a good day. It's hot.
It's hot. You know, it's
hot.
A good day. Yeah.
It's a good day. It's always a good day. Every day above ground is a good day. Okay. So this first clue is this is a famous American business.
A famous American business.
Yes.
That's all you got for the first clue?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Famous American business.
Wonderful.
Famous American business. Got to listen to the clues.
Man. Okay. Well, I did. We all did listen to the first clue.
That's the problem.
Famous American business. Your first clue today for Hughes Clues.
Y'all going to realize, at some point, y'all going to realize I am crazy like a fox. Y'all just, you
I
know
think
what I mean?
Just cut that sentence y'all. Off in the beginning. I am crazy.
I'm trying to get y'all there.
Okay. Well.
He said I am crazy.
All right. Let's go to Ron and Monco. What's up, Ron?
Tracks too.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Hugh, that's a great clue, dude. Awesome clue. I'm all over it.
You know what, Ron? I don't know. I don't trust it with you, Ron, because you.
No, Ron's sincere. Ron is sincere.
He's the king of sarcasm, though.
Okay. Great American. A great American business. No. Nothing else. Could be. I don't know. It could be anything, right?
But Ron, that's what I'm saying. You got to think about it.
Well, I think he is, and he's coming up with anything.
Yeah, I know. I think about it, but there's nowhere to go, dude. I mean, you know, there's nowhere to go. I mean, where do you go with it?
Fine.
All right, what do you got on the fills, Ron?
All right, so listen, guys. Mm-hmm. Here's the biggest thing I'm not hearing from anybody. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's been said. I don't know. But after Thursday, man, they're on the road. for the rest of the first half, and then they go into the break.
Yes.
The key is don't take any steps backwards and get to the break. Okay? That's the key. Your bullpen, your Alvarados, your Kirk Rings, you can see it. These guys are on thin ice right now. So now what you got to do is you got to get through KC, Cincinnati, and Detroit on the road. Before 13, 14 days. But, I mean, and you guys are talking about positioning in the playoffs. I mean, you're kind of way ahead of yourself. You guys are way over your skis.
No, I'm trying to win. I'm trying to win the division, Ron. They're 2.5 back.
Joe, you know what? And if you got to win, that's the way to win. And I agree with you. You want to avoid the Dodgers. Of course you do. Look back with Charlie Manuel. What did he do? We could have done so much. Was it 2011, 2010? We wanted to avoid, I think it was St. Louis. But they went after the record of winning 111 games. All you had to do was put all – just let that game go, and you would have been in such better positioning to go all the way in the playoffs. But they had to have that. And it cost them.
Of course, I'm tired of the bravado with fans. I want to play the toughest team, not baloney. You want to win the championship. No. That's the whole thing.
After what we've been through with this team, you can't. You know, I mean, come on. And this Trey Turner thing, I'm out on him, and I'll tell you why I'm out on him. Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, you're talking about his bat. Okay, that's great. Okay, but guess what? He's like Aaron Nola on how many home runs he's going to give up. The question on Turner is how many crucial errors is he going to make? Because you know he's going to make at least almost one to two a game anymore. He's just not an MLB shortstop anymore. And the reason I'm out on him is because he could have went to center field and fixed that and moved Stott over to shortstop.
Yep.
And he wanted no part for that. He didn't care. And this dude's here for 12, 13 years. So you tell me he cares about Philadelphia? I don't think so. His thing was, I'm going to Hall of Fame as a shortstop. Well, okay, dude, you know, have at it. I said, but and have the Phillies just pay these. I mean, come on. We laid $300 million on this guy. Nobody in the world was going to give this guy $300 million, but we did. You know, and that was the Bryce Harper connection. You know, he had a lot to do with that.
Well, and Dombrowski just, you know, telegraphed he wanted a shortstop, and they paid him a lot of money. Ron, good phone call. Yeah, look, Trey's hitting. His defense is a problem, and it bites the Phillies at the worst times. And then we unfortunately have to deal with that because they're not going to move him in the middle of the season. He should be in the outfield. We'll see where that goes one day. At least I need him to hit. He's got to be a positive on that side. Last year he was. This year he has not been. Last night, in the last 2 weeks, it's been better. I mean, two home runs in the series against the Pirates is a nice start. 215-592-9494. All right. We're going to get back to everyone's phone calls in the Phillies. 2.5 back from the Braves. Is winning the division important to you? They've won it 2 straight years. For Hugh, it's not that important. For me, positioning themselves in the postseason especially if they could put themselves on the opposite side of the bracket than the Dodgers, is what I want to do. And if you think I'm a loser for that, then I'm a loser. I want the best possible path. In every other sport, we're like, how do you get the best possible path? This, we're like, oh, you're afraid
gotta
of the Dodgers.
Got to
be a man. Let's take on the team in the middle of a dynasty. Yeah, the best player we've ever seen. Oh, great, wonderful. You take them on in a 5-game series. I'd rather play them in a 7-game series and accentuate our strength of our starting pitching. 215-592-9494. Elliot will join us as well next. Our weekly chat with Elliot. Lots to get to with him. Your phone calls on it all. Plus, Hughes Clues for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the HBCU Swingman Classic. The first clue today, a famous American business. That's your first clue.
Famous American business.
215.
I think that's a great clue.
592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. We have dreams of another championship with our baseball team turning it around and football season right around the corner. Be the world champion of your neighborhood with an upgrade to your home with my friends at Pella Windows and Doors. When it comes to replacing your windows and doors, experience matters. At Pella Windows and Doors, their expert consultants help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible pricing and financing options designed around you. You'll get energy-efficient products backed by some of the best warranties in the business, including insulation. And if you ever sell your home, those warranties transfer to the new homeowner. That's why your neighbors trust Pella. And right now, enjoy $250 off windows and $700 off doors, or 36 months, 0% APR. Book a free in-home consultation today by calling 877-98-PELLA. That number again, 877-98-PELLA, or visit PellaPhilly.com. That's PellaPhilly.com. And tell them Joe Giglio sent you.